Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Secret Service is being sued now for details on the Hunter Biden gun saga. Judicial Watch filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit this week seeking answers and from the Secret Service related to Hunter Biden's gun incident in Delaware. Shockingly, that was 4 years ago. The conservative legal advocacy group filed its initial FOIL request back in March of 2021. Just after reports emerged about a handgun belonging to President Joe Biden's son getting thrown into the trash near a high school in October of 2018 by his sister-in-law, Hallie Biden, with whom he was in a romantic relationship. You can't make any of this up. Now, the Secret Service has come out and denied any involvement in responding to the incident, which changes this entire case. They're claiming they had no involvement. That means they're claiming they didn't actually go and try to grab the paperwork from the gun store where the gun was purchased. This new response is after the Secret Service declined to hand over any relevant records. Judicial Watch then decided to force the issue in federal court. Now, I'm going to have more on this and what this means in a moment. But first, I got to tell you about an amazing product that you're going to love. It is the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker on the market. Now, if you're looking for a gift for any man in your life, they will freak out. If you're thinking about Christmas in advance, I promise you, any dude in your life will freak out, or any person that loves to be outdoors. Women love this as well because they can take it with them anywhere and listen to music. It is the loudest, truly waterproof, and ultra-long battery life portable speaker. You can also customize it with collegiate color combinations. You can mix and match the color box with a custom handle to create your team's colors. Now, this is the perfect gift for somebody that loves to hunt or tailgate. This is for someone that likes to go fishing. If you like to do anything outdoors, even just hang out on the back patio, it is the perfect sound system you can take anywhere, and it's the perfect gift. So if you want the ultimate speaker when you're outdoors, go to turtleboxaudio.com. That's turtleboxaudio.com. You are going to get a special discount code. If you use the code Ben, you'll get $20 off and free shipping. So check it out, turtleboxaudio.com. Use promo code Ben for free shipping and $20 off. All right, now let me get back into the story real quick. Butter prices are now way up amid a reported shortage. This on top of the shortage of basically everything else that we're trying to get our hands on in this country. And the butter supply is going to mean skyrocketing prices through the holiday baking season. Yes, CNN putting out this warning, quote, butter prices are through the roof amid a reported supply shortage ahead of peak holiday baking season. Though inflation has impacted just about everything, CNN says, butter has been hit especially hard. The Wall Street Journal has come out with a report of saying, get ready, because this is the new pricing under Biden's America. How bad is it? Butter prices are up 24.6% year over year in August. That's almost twice as much as the overall increase of U.S. grocery prices over the same period. Butter supply shortages are reportedly to blame. According to the Food and Wine magazine, American stores of butter are at their lowest levels we've seen since 2017. The butter shortage, caused by factors that include all things Biden's economy, that means labor shortages, and the decline in milk production, and the price of grain skyrocketing for the cows, couldn't come at a worse time. Holiday baking season is the peak season for butter demand. That means that it will make it even worse than it is right now. Now, you may think, it's just 25% more, right? Year over year. Not a big deal. How bad could it be by Christmas? They're saying butter could be 40 to 50% what it was over the same time last year. Step back and get your head around this. Now, Bernie Sanders is a Democrat who's a socialist. I like Bernie Sanders because he's an honest man. I don't like his policies, but I like Bernie Sanders because he actually says what he's thinking and he doesn't lie to you about it. He says he's a socialist. He believes socialism is great. He wants America to be a socialist country. I can respect someone that doesn't lie to me. He went on Seth Meyers, the late, whatever they call it, with Seth Meyers' show, and he said the truth, that the Inflation Reduction Act is not working and wasn't going to work to lower inflation, and it's not enough for Democrats to win on come November. Another reason why I like Bernie Sanders, at least he will tell you the truth. Listen.
I want to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act, which is really an incredible accomplishment considering it's a 50-50 Senate, certainly very high hurdles to overcome to get anything passed. Yet it did come up a little short, or maybe a lot short, of what you wanted.
I would say a lot short.
Okay. So do you think it's enough for Democrats to run on in the midterms, or do you okay.
No, I don't. Look, what we don't talk about in Congress and we don't talk about in the media is what's going on with working families in this country. And the truth is that the middle class of this country is falling further and further behind. Wages are not keeping up with inflation. You got over 70 million people who have no health insurance or they're underinsured. You got 600,000 people who are homeless. You got people who can't afford prescription drugs. You got people, kids can't afford to go to college, kids leaving school deeply in debt, et cetera, not to mention climate change. So I think what we have got to be honest about with the American people is say, look, we're in rough shape right now. This is the reality. And this is what we have to do to get out of it. But I think, Seth, being honest with the American people, talking about the growing gap between the very rich and everybody else, you got three people in America own more wealth than the bottom half of American society. You got three Wall Street firms that have assets of $20 trillion, major stockholders in hundreds and hundreds of companies throughout America. You got billionaires buying elections right now. You're following what's going on. So we got to be honest with the American people about what's going on, about who owns and controls the nation, and then have the guts to stand up to these powerful special interests and tell these greedy bastards they cannot have it all.
Now, you can tell he's still a socialist, right? And I appreciate this from Bernie Sanders. But the sentence that he said there that I want to go back to is, quote, "The Inflation Reduction Act isn't enough for Dems to run on. People are losing wages to inflation and are in rough shape." We're in rough shape right now. His words. Seth Meyers, uh-oh. So do you think it's enough for Democrats to run on in the midterms? No, I don't. No, I don't. He talks about you've got over 70 million people who have no health insurance and they're underinsured, right? He believes in socialized medicine, right? That's his thing, but he's telling you the truth on that number. He said we got 600,000 people who are homeless, but we're sending billions to Ukraine right now. Good decision? I would say no. He said we've got kids who can't go to college. Well, college is a privilege, not a right, so we fundamentally disagree on that. And he says kids are leaving school deeply in debt. That's because the government's got involved with backing so many of these loans that they skyrocketed the price of college. That's what they need to fix. Not to mention, he says, quote, climate change, which, again, that has nothing to do with our debt. But what I will say about him is at least he's being honest about how bad things are right now. Now, we also have something else that's very big, and I want you to take notes on this, and I want you to share this with your friends, because this is part of what we need to talk about heading into the midterms. What is it that I'm talking about? We're talking about the impact of illegal immigrants coming into this country. There's something very interesting that's happening right now, and that is data is starting to show just how bad illegal immigration is hurting the American family. And Democrats are trying to counter this now by claiming that if you're not in favor of illegal immigrants coming across the border, you are a racist. How do we know that's their game plan? Because Barack Obama has rolled it out. President Barack Obama and President Joe Biden are now coming after you if you're angry about the lawlessness of an open border. They are coming after you if you are angry about the data that says that illegal immigrants are cutting your wages. Why? They say you can't say that now because if you are saying that, you are a racist. So you need to put your economic worries aside. That is coming from Barack Obama. Quote, "Right now, the biggest fuel behind the Republican agenda is related to immigration and the fear that somehow America's character is going to be changed if people of darker shades, there are too many of them here." Barack Obama said that at a meeting of Hispanic realtors in San Diego on September the 25th, and it's now been leaked out. Obama used the divide and rule claims of racism to hide the public's opposition to the economic impact that illegal immigrants are having on this country. In fact, the San Diego Union-Tribune said this, "I wish I could be more empathetic about it, except they're not that subtle about it," Obama said. "They're just kind of saying it. You hear it on hard right media. You hear it from candidates and politicians," Obama says. "You hear things like great replacement theory. I mean, this is not subtle. Unless we're able to return to a more inclusive vision inside the Republican Party, it's going to be hard to get a bill done," talking about amnesty. Obama also argued that public opposition to mass migration is more dangerous, he says, than government support for the nation-changing migration that has killed thousands of migrants and many more Americans. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider. and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. All right, I want to now get back to this idea. Quote, when you have that kind of rhetoric floating around out there referring to Republicans, we've seen in history, Obama said, that this is dangerous rhetoric. It's dangerous wherever it appears, and it's dangerous here in the United States of America. Now, they are trying to get ahead, and I'm referring to Barack Obama, the Democratic Party, and Biden. They're trying to get ahead of all of this data that's finally coming out about just how bad the economy has gotten because of illegal immigration. Let me give you this example. Since January of 2021, and his pro-migration, meaning illegal immigration, border chief, have actually extracted roughly 3 million migrants from poor countries that have come now into the U.S. economy via the southern border. We know this is a violation of federal law. It doesn't matter, apparently, because they make the rules, right? Because we're the minions of the world. They have also pulled more than 2 million legal migrants into this country. We're talking about visa workers and white-collar illegals via airports that just don't leave. That massive government-engineered migration has delivered at least one migrant. And please share our podcast and write down what I'm about to tell you. The Biden administration since 2021 has delivered, write this down, at least one illegal immigrant for every two births in America since January of 2021. And that's exactly why they're throwing now the race card and getting ahead of this, as Obama is doing out in San Diego. He's saying, you can't question these policies or you're a racist. How bad is this? One illegal immigrant is coming into this country for every two people that are born in America. Let's go back to 2013 and 2014 for a moment. Remember when Barack Obama was the president and Joe Biden was the vice president? They did the same thing back then. You go back to 13 and 14, Biden claimed and Obama claimed that there was racism to stigmatize Americans, popular opposition to mass migration as they were trying to push the doomed Gang of Eight cheap labor bill through Congress. Same exact thing, right? You can't defend it. Scream, you're a racist. That's what you have to do. Now, this is when it comes to how much it's affecting your life. And this is the thing they don't want you to understand. We have new data right now that is saying that illegal immigration is costing you an insane amount of money in your everyday life. We're not just talking about through government aid and taxes, okay? For example, they say that migration, illegal immigrants coming into America have spiked the cost of housing to the highest levels that many have ever seen, especially among low-income housing. Now, this is great for builders and great for owners of apartment complexes and great for realtors, right? But this is a huge burden for Americans and for young Americans, young couples, and young people and single mothers seeking to buy their first home for their families because they're having to compete with so many illegal immigrants. How bad? Let's go to California. You know how many homeless people and the drugs and everything happening now in California and how bad it is? Well, immigration, they say, has increased California's population now by at least 33%. So one out of three people in California now is an illegal immigrant. Sharply increasing, they say, competition for everything, for goods, for services, for jobs, and for housing. Poor housing, by the way, is among the fastest growing inequalities, they say, in California. You add in all the other things I just talked about, and this is what you're looking at. in California, the median price of a house, so the average price of a home in California right now is $725,000. That price is 3.5 times as much as it was in 2020 when there was a guy by the name of Donald Trump involved. He was the president. 3.5 times as much as it was in 2020. So if you own a house, right, you're happy, right? If you're a realtor, you're happy. If you are a home builder, right, you're happy. If you own apartments, you're happy. But this is what's happening because 1 in 3 are illegal immigrants in California right now. These numbers are the numbers. California's population has increased. Immigration has increased California's population by at least 33%. So they're taking up the goods and services and the poor housing and the cheap housing, and it's all disappeared. It's added to the homelessness numbers, and it's added to the drug addiction numbers because illegal immigrants are coming across the border and bringing in massive amounts of drugs, fentanyl, etc. Now, this impact of illegal immigrants on housing prices is rarely being mentioned right now, and we need to be talking about this ahead of the midterm elections. Pro-migration groups tout migration as a boom for real estate investors, right? Saying this is a great thing. I'll give you an example. A 2017 report came out that said the cost of illegal immigration could be reduced by cutting spending on border enforcement. Saying, quote, you'll win if we bring in illegals, right? The typical illegal immigrant increases the value of all housing unit prices by 11.5%. Then illegal immigrants increase nationwide housing values by about $1 trillion. So they're saying, let all these people in because eventually you're going to make more money. It's going to bring $1 trillion of value to the housing market because no one will be able to afford anything. And if they can't afford it, they're going to pay through the roof for it. Now, nationwide in 2022. Now, they said that, by the way, what I just told you in 2017. So you fast forward to now, and a full-time worker needs to earn an hourly wage of $25.82 on average to afford a modest two-bedroom rental home. That, according to a liberal group, the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. They said Americans need to earn $21.25 an hour to afford a modest one-bedroom rental home. Because you're competing with millions and millions and millions and millions of illegal immigrants. Here's the other thing. Migration, illegal immigrants have flatlined American wages by minimizing pressure on companies to offer competitive wages or to invest in the productivity-boosting machinery that is needed to earn decent wages in a global economy. For example, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that wages and salaries rose by 5.1% in the 12 months up to June 2022. But median wages declined because inflation rose by 8.1% in the same 12-month period. So if you make even 5% more than last year, it's not covering what's happening to our economy. And federal immigration policies also are pulling wealth from many other states where we're having to deal with all of the fallout. You've got all of these different places now that are being affected. So you go back to the strategy, right, by conservatives to send illegal immigrants to places like Martha's Vineyard. It's worth it, folks. This election right now needs to be about what is the cost to you when it comes to illegal immigration? What is it going to cost you if this continues to happen? These are the things that we need to be talking about. And when the Democrats come out and they say, well, if you question any of this, you're a racist, you know you're probably headed in the right direction in the way you're asking the questions. One other thing I just want you to hear real quick. CNBC went after the White House this week for their, quote, reckless spending and inflation. And they're saying now, you guys are basically idiots of the White House, and look at what Wall Street's doing, and look at what's happening here on Wall Street because of the policies of the Biden team. Listen carefully.
Prices joining us now, White House economist Jared Bernstein. He's a member of the President's Council of Economic Advisors and a friend and a longtime guest here on Squawk Box. And I look forward to having you on, Jared, because we could be... I think of us like at a bar, sidling up to a bar, and because we can talk that way about
things.
Nice,
that's a very nice image.
Well, it is. And I kind of, you know, some of your colleagues come on and I don't really get anywhere. But with you, I think you're in on it. I think you know what's going on so that I can be really.
Where are you going with this?
I'm
going
to tell you where I'm going with this. Here we go. It's been a brutal couple of weeks for the market, obviously. Awful inflation numbers. Now the likelihood of a hard landing, maybe even a global recession, according to some. The student loan forgiveness, in the middle of all this, adding hundreds of billions, even $1 trillion to the demand side. Doesn't that make the Fed's job even more difficult? Your allies, Larry Summers, Jason Furman, both warn that that's a problem. The president once again bowing to the far left. Does that justify, you know, increasing demand and making things worse right at this time, Jared? I know you know. It's no way you can sell this to me with a straight face.
I mean, even CNBC is like, nope, sorry, we're not gonna believe this crap anymore. We're not gonna let you get away with this crap anymore. I'm really sorry, we're just not gonna do it. Like, you're not gonna be able to sell us on this. We're not gonna sit here and act like this is normal. We're not gonna act like this is that what you're saying right now is even possible. That's how bad the White House is at lying to you right now. That's how much they're willing to mislead you that even CNBC, which is not conservative, is like, sorry, we just can't let you go there. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. I will say one other thing about the economy quickly, and that's this. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's feeling inflation. Everyone's feeling the high gas prices, and everyone's feeling the prices of the impact of the grocery stores. Butter is just one example that I started this off with. We need to be asking more questions about this administration's policies and connecting it to illegal immigration and connecting it to a housing shortage and connecting it to the high prices. These are the things that we have to do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I promised you earlier I was going to give you an update on what's also going on with Hunter Biden, and I want to tell you the latest. And that is that the Secret Service is now going to have to answer. They're going to be forced to answer questions. The Washington Examiner has now said that not only has Judicial Watch filed this Freedom of Information Act lawsuit seeking answers from the Secret Service related to Hunter Biden gun incident in Delaware, but they also are now saying that they believe basically that the Secret Service is flat out lying to the American people. Yeah. This Freedom of Information Act lawsuit seeking answers from the Secret Service about their involvement. Why did they go to the gun store trying to grab the paperwork related to Hunter Biden's gun purchase? And why was President Joe Biden's son not charged the crime of lying on that form when he was clearly a drug user? Why was no one charged the crime of throwing a gun into a crash near a school? The Secret Service has officially come out and denied any involvement in responding to the incident. Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson are saying they don't believe them, and they are demanding answers on this. The two top Republicans are now pushing the Secret Service for answers on any involvement it may have had related to that incident in which Hunter Biden's gun went missing after being thrown into the trash in Delaware after the federal agency said it had no record of its agents being involved. Chuck Grassley and Senator Ron Johnson, who released a report last year detailing Biden's shady business dealings, are now pressing for answers from the Secret Service following reports that agents may have attempted to intervene on Joe Biden's behalf in 2018, when he was no longer protected by the Secret Service. He was a private citizen. Quote, we received the U.S. Secret Service's March 31st, 2021 response to our letter regarding reports that Secret Service agents were involved in an October 2018 incident regarding Hunter Biden's discarded firearm when he was no longer a protectee, Grassley and Johnson said in their new letter. Although Secret Service could not locate any records about the alleged October 2018 incident, questions still remain regarding whether any individuals connected to the Secret Service were aware of or took any action relating to this matter, quote unquote. Grassley and Johnson said that it would seem particularly unusual and highly inappropriate if any individuals connected with the Secret Service were involved in light of your office's acknowledgement that it hadn't found any relevant records. Quote, the Secret Service did not provide protection to any member of the Biden family in 2018, Secret Service Special Agent in Charge Benjamin Kramer said in the late March letter made public by Grassley and Johnson. Further, record searches concerning the reported involvement of Secret Service personnel in the alleged incident have yielded no results. Accordingly, the Secret Service has not located any records responsive to your request. Now, members of the Secret Service, we are told, attempted to retrieve the paperwork for the purchase of the gun by Hunter Biden from the Wilmington, Delaware gun store in October of 2018 after the firearm owned by Hunter Biden went missing. That, according to the Politico report that I read for you just a couple days ago, that's in our podcast. So if you missed that, go back and listen to it. It's very important. According to a police document, Biden's sister-in-law, Hallie, who started a romantic relationship with Hunter Biden after her husband, Beau Biden, the brother of Hunter Biden, died in 2015. Apparently, she took the .38 caliber revolver and placed it in a public trash can near a market right next to a school. After his sister-in-law told him, Biden instructed her to go retrieve it, but it was no longer in the trash. Local police were notified, and the gun was soon recovered after a dumpster diver found it. Secret Service agents allegedly asked the owner of the gun store to hand over the paperwork. Again, Secret Service agents allegedly asked the owner of the gun store to hand over the paperwork related to the sale of the firearm. Politico reported that the owner of the gun store refused to hand over the paperwork because he was concerned they might hide Hunter Biden's ownership of the gun. The Secret Service told the Washington Examiner that it had, quote, no involvement in the incident. The Republican senators also noted that Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's own alleged account of the October 18th incident described in recently released text messages explicitly references the Secret Service's involvement. So Hunter Biden's own words, and he says they were involved. Grassley and Johnson believe that your office's assertion that it cannot locate records related to this incident demand further explanation. And the Secret Service must explain in detail the steps that it took to respond to the committees, including whether your office communicated with any current or former personnel that may have been connected to this incident. So if you want to know why Grassley believes and Johnson believe they're being lied to by the Secret Service, it's because Hunter Biden in his own text messages is saying that the Secret Service were involved. And that was completely separate from the gun store owner saying the Secret Service came to him. Now, when Hunter Biden was discussed, I will remind you, in that interview on CBS this morning as part of a media tour promoting his memoir about drug addiction, right? Beautiful Things. He said, no idea. When asked if he knew anything about the Secret Service looking for the record of the sale of the gun, adding, quote, no. I had no idea. I don't know whether the Secret Service were or why they would be involved. I don't think that it's true to my knowledge, Hunter Biden said in that interview. That contradicts his own text messages from January of 2019, which the New York Post says they've obtained. Now, Hunter Biden's text messages from his own laptop that have been released, this is what they say, quote, she stole the gun out of my trunk lockbox and threw it in a garbage can full to the top at this store, Janssen's. Then told me it was my problem to deal with it. Hunter Biden's texts say, adding then, when the police, the FBI, the Secret Service came on the scene, she said she took it from me because she was scared I would harm myself due to my drug and alcohol problem and our volatile relationship and that she was afraid for the kids, quote, unquote. Grassley and Johnson noted that the Secret Service also failed, quote, unquote, to provide responsive material to our October the 20th, 2020 information request regarding emails that reference travel plans for Hunter Biden and his involving Secret Service agents in the summer of 2015. approximately 1 year after his protection terminated. Kramer had written that to the senators that the Secret Service is continuing to work on its response to your October letter as well. In other words, we're the Secret Service. We're not going to tell you jack crap about what we've done or how we protected the Bidens, even when apparently we weren't supposed to be protecting them. Just think about this. This is your money, folks. This is your cash, and this is what they're doing. I will continue to keep you updated on this story because it's not going away, and more text messages from Hunter Biden are coming out contradicting everything the Bidens have said. Make sure you share our podcast. Please write us a 5-star review, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.